have a couple of minutes, and I do want to visit with one of the Naperville North parents. So they've had three incidents. And, you know, if somebody threatens a school but there's nothing behind that, is it really an incident? I guess it is when they let the kids home early or dismiss them for a short time and then put them back in the school. But they've had three now. I know some of the parents at Naperville North are frustrated that whatever's going on, they're not being told the full story. Like, what's going on? Allison is on a phone line, and I understand you are a parent of a kid over at Naperville North. Is that right, Allison?
Yes, it is. I have a freshman at Naperville North. I also have two other kids in the District 203 school system.
So what are you being told is going on over there?
So we were communicated on the first event, which was September 22nd. Unfortunately, my daughter got on the bus early, so we didn't get her in time to stop her. There was a threat made before the school day had started, so the entire police force was there. We weren't told what type of threat it was, and to still have not been told, you know, what type of threat it was, yeah. What had happened. The kids were not allowed on the property the entire day. The second event happened last Friday. It happened to be homecoming for Naperville North High School weekend. So their school day was shortened. They were sent home by 11 a.m. And they did believe at that point that it was not a credible threat, or so we understood after the board meeting I presented last night. We're told that it was a student of interest out of state and will be prosecuted as far as they can to the extent in the state they live in, as well as in Illinois.
And do you know what that student was threatening? What was that person saying they were going to do to Naperville?
We do not know what that threat was. They're holding that information. But we were not notified until last night at the board meeting by Dan Bridges, the superintendent of the school district, that that they did have a person of interest out of state, and it is a minor, from my understanding. So we do not have any more specific information. What my frustration has been is that we are finding out, as a parent, I have found out the threats from my daughter. They're finding out through social media, and so parents are being notified by their kids, not by the school district, not by the principal, and so it's going in reverse order. When I have to call the district office and say, what's happening, my child is on lockdown, and they don't know because it's going in reverse order, that's my frustration. When there's no follow-up after the first incident, as far as no viable, people of interest,
yeah,
that's my frustration.
Well, and you wonder why kids have phones at school. We were talking about this the other day, and some people called in and said, well, when there's some sort of threat to the school, the parents like to know how their kids are doing. And I kind of rolled my eyes at that. But if the school isn't doing a better job of communicating directly to the families what's happening, then maybe
they have been sending out emails with updates as they happen, but we're finding out quicker from our children.
I see.
And so that's where, that's what my concern is. But beyond that, it's the follow-up. It's the lack of knowing what is happening beyond. I'm not, and what I spoke with the school board about last night in my presentation was, I'm not asking for specific details, but I want to know follow-up. I have a right as a parent to understand what is happening. I have a right to know that if I send my child to school tomorrow, she is safe. And that's not what's happening.
Well, I suspect this may be true, that sometimes when you shine a light on the misdeeds of some people, it only encourages other people to copy the same stupidity. So they say that, there are a lot of times where the media is hesitant to report the exact nature of something because they don't want to encourage like behavior. I wonder if that's it. It's some knucklehead who was able to close down a school and had no intention of doing any harm to anybody, but they were able to do it. Let's not give that person any more publicity than is necessary. What about that?
That I agree. And, there's been dialogue back and forth with some parents on that very topic. And I do believe, probably, of the three, there was probably one, maybe two that weren't credible. But I appreciate that because I would not want to give someone else an idea of, look at this, let's go try and do this again.
No,
but
no.
I don't want to every day or every week be concerned that if my child goes to school, there's going to be another threat, because secondary to that is my concern of the lack of learning. If they're losing time in school and time in instruction, where are we making that up? Because currently the school district does not have a remote e-learning option for these types of incidents. You know, that went away after children were back in school post-COVID.
I get your point on that, too. Well, maybe we will find out more this week. It's just kind of weird that three presumably unrelated incidents have fallen upon Naperville North. Good on you to speak to them, and thank you for giving us some of your time and thoughts today, Allison.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You betcha.